The town of Colony, New York, has entered a 20-year deal with Gravity Renewables to offset its energy costs with locally produced hydroelectric power. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. The hydro plant, largely hidden from the road in Schuylerville, New York, produces electricity by using water from Fish Creek en route to Saratoga Lake. At the facility on Tuesday, Democratic Colony Town Supervisor Paula Mahan said the new deal facilitated by the Municipal Electric and Gas Alliance will offset the town's power costs by over 50%, or roughly $400,000 a year.
It's great for the town. It's great for the environment. It's going to offset about 50% of our carbon footprint. And it's also great for the regional economy. As part of this agreement, we're a major part of this whole process here today.
The water comes in through into the tank. Inside the tank, you've got what we call a hydro runner or a turbine. The water actually passes through the outside the turbine and down through the center. So when it leaves, it's going down underneath the floor and exiting the powerhouse on what we call the tail race of the hydro plant.
John Elmer is the director of operations at Brookfield Renewable, which runs the Schuylerville site, about 45 minutes north of Colony. He says the water moves a turbine, which in turn spins a self-excited generator to produce voltage for the national grid field outside. Elmer adds Brookfield staff actually brought the plant back to life last year after a broken shaft temporarily knocked it out of commission.
Our challenge on this was we had to work on the turbine, which is inside this tank. We had a small gantry crane here that we had to use. We had to use some outside craneage to get the equipment in and out. So just a lot of work and skills needed to do that. We take good care of them. They last for a long time.
Indeed, Elmer expects the new work to last 15 to 20 years, and the plant itself is almost 100 years old. Gravity Renewables Director of Project Development, Omai Elphick, says that reliability makes hydropower an economic and energy legacy in New York. He says there are hundreds of plants, like Schuylerville's, across the state.
These plants are already here. They just need reinvestment today. So these types of partnerships and this project here is really about taking care of the resources that we already have.
Schuylerville Hydroelectric is a 1.7 megawatt facility, which according to Elphick was important in its selection. The plant is just the right size for Colony. Of course, at 37 miles away, the town won't directly see any of it. Rather, Colony will generate energy credits with a meter on site, a process Elphick calls remote net metering.
That meter belongs to Colony in their name, and when we generate electricity here, that meter is spinning backwards, generating a credit. In the accounting department at the utility, that credit is then applied on a monthly basis to Colony's various electric bills located, around the town of Colony.
Supervisor Mahan says the town has already generated credits over the past few weeks. While she says this is the town's deal, it won't affect individual households, Colony residents will reap the benefits in other ways.
Our goal is always to maintain the services that we have, which we feel are excellent. We're doing a lot of different things in town, a lot of big capital projects. So anytime we have a savings, it affects our overall budget, which in the end is a positive for the residents.
The town of Colony has about 82,000 residents. Reporting from Schuylerville for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.